Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
This is our first Client of the Month podcast.
Oh, fantastic. The first one.
Very first. And first of all, congratulations on being nominated. Your trainer, Hannah, felt that you've done such an incredible job in your first 2 months of training with us that she wanted to nominate you above everyone else that she was currently working with. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And I was looking at the your visit history, and it seems like you found us with the community classes.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, that's how I started.
you took the leap and you booked in with Hannah for your first session, and it seems like you've really embraced everything that Fin30 has to offer. Like, you've jumped into the journals, you've booked like a few more classes, you've been booking some personal training. So
Yeah.
good on you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's probably been one of the best decisions I've made since I moved to Canada. So I can really see the difference it's making to my life. And I was kind of at a point where I needed to make a change to make things better. And I kind of thought if I was going to do it, I just had to jump in with 2 feet and kind of do everything Hannah recommended. And it's really working.
I love that. You're such a good listener. if you, that's great. And I love having these conversations. Like, we talk, like, it seems like all I do is talk about fitness, and I love talking to clients and getting, hearing their, like, hearing your story and hearing, like, how you've gone into it and why. And I've heard that so many times that it's like, it's the best decision that you've made this year. I
Yeah.
love that.
Yeah, totally. No, it's been great. Yeah, so I had someone I'd met in Vancouver, I knew trained with you guys, and she suggested that I tried the community class to see if I liked it, and it was Hannah that was doing the community class the first Saturday I went, and I think I booked in kind of a starter session with her that day and said, no, this is it, I'm going to do it. I really enjoyed her community session, and she had some availability, I think, on the Monday, so it just felt like everything just fell into place, really. All the signs were there that I should go for it.
Hannah's really tough. So you must have had like some kind of connection to her to feel comfortable, because her classes are pretty like difficult. But I
They certainly
guess
are. They really are. But I think when I do work out, I like to be pushed really hard, and I'm someone that is not very good at pushing myself hard when it comes to exercise, and I like to feel like really, really worked at the end of it, and that's how I felt at the end of her class. Within it still being like accessible to everybody, like there was the options to kind of step it up, step it down, and but there was really that option to kind of push myself at the level I wanted to, and I just thought it was fantastic.
That's, yeah, that sounds like Hannah for sure.
Yeah. Yes, I leave every session in pain, but I like it.
Awesome. Well, there's a lot of misconception around the 30 minutes as well. Like, you can totally step it up in that 30 minutes, and you can totally take it down. There's seems like there's just so much range to the 30 minutes. It's so
Sure.
accommodating, and yet you can really grow into those. Into those sessions. So you completed your test drive. So you completed your first month, and then have you renewed onto the full membership now?
I have, yeah. So I've signed up for the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that can be like pretty scary for people, I think, especially in their first, like, I think when people have had experiences in the past where they maybe have not felt comfortable doing that, but obviously you feel like totally comfortable, signing up for the year, knowing that, you've got that flexibility, and you've set goals now, you're doing the homework. Like, it's gonna, like, looking back on 2018, it's gonna be one of your best fitness years ever.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, certainly, like, I think the thing that made me think I really wanted to sign up for the year was just the results I'd seen in a month. And, that was down to kind of the way it's structured, how the workouts work, and kind of all that support with the nutrition. And, Hannah has spent a lot of time getting to know me and what my needs are. So, I'm very open about the fact that I suffer with depression and anxiety, and like exercise and good nutrition is really important to that. And she's like really listened to that and kind of what my difficulties are. And I just feel she's really aware of what I need. And then obviously that gave me the kind of encouragement and the motivation to really put in place everything she'd suggested. Like I really wanted to do what she suggested and see if she could help me. And she certainly has. And I think the other thing I felt really comfortable signing up for the year was that if for whatever reason due to timetabling I had to change trainer, I've kind of spoke all the other trainers always say hello, and you know I would feel really comfortable if I had to change trainer for whatever reason. Like everybody just seems really supportive and motivating and friendly, and I haven't really experienced that in a gym before.
That's so important. And you've booked one with Anthony. Is that right?
Yeah, one of the classes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he's awesome. He's so good.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah.
And we encourage that. Like, obviously, it's really important that you build that trust and you build that relationship with your main person. And that for you is Hannah. Like, you guys have something that's really special, and that relationship between client and trainer, it's a very unique one. And then from there, we encourage people to branch out a little bit. Like, Hannah's not always going to be available, so you have, a team at your disposal that you can book in with other trainers. And what will end up happening for you over the next couple of weeks is you'll develop your top three go-to trainers, and that's. Those will be the ones that you'll feel comfortable booking with. But of course, there's a ton of variety there, and every trainer with all of our different backgrounds can help you in different ways. I think is also really cool as well.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's a kind of atmosphere I've never experienced before, where you just feel totally comfortable being there. And you know, you're even if you're finding an exercise really hard, like I don't feel self-conscious at all. I feel like there's been lots of things Hannah's got me doing that I couldn't do it initially, be it a balance or a strength or a coordination thing. And we just have a laugh about it. And she just keeps showing me over and over again, and I keep trying. And like I don't feel uncomfortable there at all, or that I'm wasting anybody's time or not learning quick enough. Like it's literally an amazing atmosphere. Like as I say, the one of the best things I've done since moving to Vancouver and Canada
Oh,
altogether.
you're so. We're so grateful to have clients like you. You have no idea how much like it really makes our day. And I feel like we're so lucky to have the clients that we have to be doing what we're doing. It's so much fun for us too. So that's like kind of the next. So the balance, is that something that's coming along right now that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you mean in terms of like my physical balance or
Well, it's all interconnected, but I was thinking like least favorite exercise, things that you like really enjoy working on, things that you really don't enjoy working on.
Yeah, like that's definitely there. And I think what is really great, and I kind of have again heard all the trainers do this, is like when I arrive for my session, Hannah asked me what hurt from the session before. So I feel like then we then do a workout that kind of targets a different area of my body, and we're certainly going back and revisiting things. And there are certainly some that I don't enjoy, but I know they're really good for me, and I probably don't enjoy them because they're hard. And hopefully they'll get better as I get stronger. And then there are some that I really love, but every workout is different, and that's what I like as well. So in the past I've gone to classes where it's kind of the same routine every week, and if you're having a bad week and oh my God, I've still got to do this exercise and this exercise. Whereas like with the Fit and 30, both the kind of semi-private training and the classes, it's different every time. So you don't get stuck in that mental trap. Like you just have to keep going and just see what's going to come next and push on through. And I like that a lot.
The variety is almost endless, given that, you even doing it with a different trainer, they might do that exercise a little bit differently. So it always feels a little bit different, which is great. And thank you so much for touching on that, because there's a lot of misconceptions around Fit and 30. A lot of people from the outside assume that it's a circuit or it's a set template workout, but really, like, we try to tailor the sessions around you guys, like even to like how you feel, and how was your sleep last night? Are we hydrated? Like, what do we need today? And we'll really like tailor it to to you, and that's a totally, like, it, you're right, like, it's completely unique, and you don't get that in a class.
No, not at all. And, you know, I think that's really important, and to be able to, like, stay motivated and see progress, like, you've got to have the variety to still want to do it. And that's what I really love, because I know that every session is going to be really hard and a real challenge. Yeah. But I don't know what it's going to be, and it's always exciting, and there's so many moves. So the other thing that I found really beneficial is obviously Hannah has really encouraged me to do some, like, HIIT sessions at home during the week. And you know, I kind of probably knew, like, 5 or 6 basic moves I could do a HIIT session from, and there are so many that I can now bring home from the sessions I do, even in the community class or with her, where I come home and I incorporate those into my own HIIT sessions. So even those are nice and varied. I never do the same HIIT session twice at home, which again helps my kind of motivation. And she sort of introduced me into, like, little pieces of equipment I can have at home that again make all the difference. They're not breaking the bank, they don't take up loads of space, but like a skipping rope and a like exercise band, and they just make all the difference. And that's all the kind of things that have come with that part and parcel of training with you guys. And I wouldn't have ever done that before. I wouldn't have bought those types of things. And you know, it's really educating me in how to kind of look after myself and keep that variability in my training and my diet to kind of really stay motivated and keep seeing those results.
You are making all of the right steps. I know exactly how this, so I'm really excited for you. I'm really excited because I know at the end of the year, the trend, like, if you're already seeing results, I know at the end of the year, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be really good. Now, can you take us back, like, go back to the first day when you came in for that class? Like, were you scared? Or you said you had a friend who told you about it.
Yeah, so I had a friend that told me about it, and she was actually going on a business trip for a couple of weeks, and she was like, we'll go when I get back. And that was on a Thursday night, and on the Friday night I was sat at home, like, just eating my way through another chocolate bar. I was like, this has got to stop. So I thought, right, I'm just going to see if there's space tomorrow, the Saturday, for community class, and there was. And I went down, and I didn't really give myself much time to think about it. I was quite excited because, as you can probably tell from my accent, I'm not from here, and we only moved to Canada and Vancouver in October. So I'm still trying to meet people and, you know, build a life here. And, you know, to kind of go somewhere where you think, well, actually, there's going to be people that enjoy what I enjoy and, you know, meet some new faces. So I was quite excited to go. And then I arrived and I was a bit like, oh, okay, here we go. But I was greeted, I think it was Emma was on reception. I was greeted by Emma, who said hi and welcome. And like, I had a form just to sign quickly. And then, you know, I was shown the bathrooms, I was shown where to put my stuff, and then sort of waiting for the class to start. There were lots of people kind of hanging around, and some people on the bikes and some people were chatting. And, you know, one person just came up and said hi, and that was kind of it. And then her friends arrived, and they actually were a group of 3, and that week we were training in groups of 4, so they said come with us, and I was kind of off. But you know, certainly from the moment I walked in the door, it was just such a friendly atmosphere. Like, I've been to gyms before, and you kind of walk in and everybody looks at you like, who are you, new person? And that wasn't the case at all. Everybody had a big smile on their face, and everyone was really encouraging. And yeah, it was really good, like a really good experience. And I'm glad I kind of did it and didn't wait for my friend, because I'd be like a month less progress as I've made already. So, you know, I just like, no, I'm going to go and give it a go. And it was great. So yeah, no, really, really good, positive first experience. And I think a nice way to start at Fit and 30 to get an idea of kind of how the workouts kind of are and what sort of things you'll be working on. And I think it gives the opportunity to think, well, actually, this is something I can really get my teeth into, and you know, I can really get going from the start and just hit the ground running.
And that, you know, that right there, what you did, I love how you approach things. Like, I love that you're like, you're fully commit, like you just jump in with both feet. And like, people will put that off for years, you know, not walking in. And that's the hardest part, is just walking in the door. And the community class is such a great way, because, you know, there's, like you said, there's just friendly people there to greet you, and you can meet some people. And we're all orphans here in Vancouver. So am I. I'm not originally from here either. And, you know, the the gym for me is really that's my community. That's like, those are where all my friendships are. That's where my social is. That's where my whole life is. It's always been actually the people that, you know, I work out with. And so it is a really great way to meet people and build those relationships. And the other thing too, that you took full advantage of, is anytime we move, it's an opportunity to create a whole new set of, because everything changes. All of our habits change.
Yeah.
Those will cement, good or bad. Like, if you would have gone into town and gone all into bad habits, those would have been very difficult for you to change. But you jumped right into it. And as a result, all of these healthy, positive habits that you're now building, those are going to cement. And it's going to be much, much, much easier for you now that, like, you've just jumped into it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And of course, the vibe is another thing that we, like, work really hard on. Like, we don't have lockers. We don't have locks on things. Like, everything is safe. We've never had anything stolen or anything. Like, we've just removed so much of the gym, like the typical gym experience, from the gym. Like, we've worked really, really hard to just take the gym out of it.
Yeah, and I think you've really achieved that. I think it's such a nice space to be in. And it was also funny, actually. I remember thinking, oh, those are really big windows for everybody to be able to, like, look in and see what's going on. But now I, like, enjoy my training so much. I feel really proud to be in there and doing it.
Cool.
And I like it that other people can see they're outside. And I'm like, yeah, look at us in here working hard. And I'm really proud of that. Because initially I thought, oh my God, like, what if I'm like really struggling and everyone's looking in and can see me? But when you're in there and you're kind of taking part in that experience, be it the community class or your small training, you just know you're working so hard and that pride is there. And I really like to kind of, like, feel that. And I always come out with a smile and I'm like, yes, I've done it.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. It's fantastic. It really is fantastic. As I say, I'm so glad that I did it, and I'm really going to stick to it. And the benefits already for me have just been fantastic. And, you know, I like the fact that I'm still quite early on in my journey, really. And I, you know, as you say, I'll be really interested and excited to see where I am at the end of 2018.
Absolutely. And I can't wait to do that, get you there together. So I'm really, really, again, thank you so much for your time and, like, taking the time to do this. I don't know why we haven't done these sooner. I think they're so awesome. You've shared some things with me that, you know, have brought back a lot of memories. Even like when we originally moved into the space, having the open windows, we were kind of concerned. And then we thought, no, like, what a great way to inspire other people than to see it, you know? So
yeah,
like, you've touched on, like, so many great things. And is there anything else you would like to add, or what note should we end on?
Well, I want to just say thank you to kind of, well, especially Hannah, for kind of what she's put into my training and my nutrition, and just all of you as a team. Like, I think you all create such a really welcoming vibe. And I think you let us as the clients kind of lead you in where we want to go and what we need. And you really support us in that. Like, I don't feel like I'm being, like, told to do this and that. I kind of feel it's a very open discussion, and this is what I'm looking for, and this is what I need. And you guys all give that support and fulfill that in the best way. And I think that's a fantastic service that you offer. And for me, like, I literally won't look back from this. And I think I feel very lucky to have found this. Like, Vancouver's a big place. There are so many gyms and things to get involved in. And I just feel like I've found the right place for me. And I think that for me, I really like to feel like people have really listened to what I've said and how I am and what things I find hard, what's going well for me, what's not so great for me at the moment. And someone listens and they take all of that into consideration and kind of just really with care, but also some kind of, like, really high end motivation, are just pushing me to get through that and make things better. And I really feel that I found that with you guys at Fit and 30. Like, I really feel that.
Well, Sarah, I really feel like these things aren't an accident. These things aren't always by chance. I really do think that, you know, you found us for a reason. And, you know, I really do appreciate you saying those things, because like Hannah and myself, we've committed our entire lives to this. You know, we've committed the last 10 years. Yeah. And, you know, in the last 10 years, we've maybe taken two holidays. So like we really do put, you know, blood, sweat and tears into what we do, because actually, and what really gets us, and Hannah is going to absolutely love listening to this. I know that this is going to make her day as well as it's making mine right now. And
you can see guys do that. I think you've created something really unique and really wonderful. I think you've nailed it.
Well, thank you so much, and I can't wait to see you in the gym. And you know, again, thank you so much for this. And we'll chat soon, and we'll hopefully you know, and I would even love to train you one day if I would actually love to train you one day if you see me on the schedule and you want to book in. I'd love to get a workout in with you.
That'd be great.
All right.
I'm not so keen for lunges. Just saying. I'll slip that in now.
All right.
Well, thanks, Jesse. And thank you for, you know, and to Hannah and you guys for getting me client of the month as well. That's a really nice positive confidence boost.
Awesome. Well. There you go. Well, I'm glad you got it.
Yeah. Super.
Okay, great. Thanks, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Okay, pleasure. Thanks. Great. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.